You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Grove City was celebrating one of its native sons today. Former Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Chief Richard Cordray fulfilled expectations when he announced today that he is running for Ohio's governor. In all of the arguing over the constitutionality of his job in Washington, it's easy to forget that Cordray grew up in suburban Columbus. WOSU's Adora Namigade was in his hometown at Lily's Kitchen Table, the diner where Cordray officially entered the race this morning. Hey, Adora.
Hey.
Did Cordray talk about Grove City or his central Ohio roots during the announcement today?
Yes, he talked a lot about how he stayed in central Ohio throughout his career, even when he worked in Washington.
I commuted back and forth every weekend. I made that trip as I did it the last time. I realized I'd done it over 300 times.
He stressed that he raised his kids in Ohio and stayed connected to Grove City throughout his whole political career.
This is my hometown, and I never became a creature of Washington. It always was strange to me, and I found that I developed new allergies when I went there, and I thought maybe that was the very best reaction I could have had.
After the morning event, you spent some time walking around Grove City, getting opinions there. What did you hear from residents?
Even after the event, the action was really still inside Lily's Diner, which was packed with Grove City and Columbus residents alike. Herma McGuire is local, and she showed up to the 10:30 event at 7 in the morning.
I was so excited, so excited. I heard he might, and then I heard that he might not, and this morning when I turned the news on, I was so excited. I had my son look up where he was going to be. I was the first person in this door today, and they didn't even know he was coming, the staff, but the owner did.
Don Elder lives in Columbus. He says that he agrees with Cordray's values.
Well, I think he knows where Ohio's been, and I think he knows where the people of Ohio would like to see Ohio grow.
There was one notable person there who really wasn't a fan of Cordray.
I am Republican, and I probably will vote Republican, but I wish him the best. And if he does get elected and he does, you know, great things, then kudos to him.
That's Tracy Cope, and she owns Lily's Diner. Even though she likely won't vote for Cordray, she wanted to host him because she believes it's important to listen to both sides, regardless of whether or not you agree.
Cordray is a well-known Democrat nationally. He's got strong connections to former President Obama. How did he frame his relationship to the national Democratic establishment this morning?
Well, Cordray said that his relationship with the Democratic establishment is largely positive. He recently spoke with the former president, actually.
I did have a chance to sit down and speak with President Obama very recently, and he recognized and appreciated the work that we had done and how we'd fought so hard to do it, and considered an important part of his legacy.
Obama appeared in a video on Cordray's campaign site.
The same is true of Senator Warren, my good friend who recruited me to the Bureau and helped us set it up. She is strongly supportive, and she's also in the video that we have on our website today.
In an emailed statement today responding to Cordray's announcement, the Ohio Republican Party criticized his move to name his own successor as he left the CFPB. They called him untrustworthy, and they said, quote, "Now, after quitting his bureaucratic dream job and losing a battle with President Trump, Cordray thinks he's fit to be governor." Did Cordray touch on any of the controversial points of his time in Washington?
He stayed pretty focused on his Ohio connection and what the gubernatorial race might look like here. In terms of his time at CFPB, he talked about his decision to leave a few months before his term ended.
There was always going to be a power struggle once I departed, and there will be a new direction for the agency. It is my expectation that people who profess to believe in consumer protection and looking out for people will make sure that agency remains strong. And if they don't, I will be one of the most vocal critics of any new direction that deviates from that path.
WOSU's Adora Namigade covering today's announcement from Grove City native Richard Cordray that he is officially running for governor next year. Thanks so much, Adora.
Thank you.